It's your daily sports dump. And I'm your host, Joe Canelli. That's right, folks. It's me, your host, Joe Canelli. This is your daily sports dump for today, Wednesday, January 29, 2020. Let's get to the jokes. We just got a bunch of them. No order. We're just going to rattle them all off. Here we go. Top seed Rafael Nadal was bounced from the Australian Open earlier today, teaching us all something very important. The Australian Open is being played. All right. In baseball, Chris Bryant lost his grievance against the Cubs yesterday. Well, Bryant picked a pretty bad week to try to get any sympathy. All right. In the college basketball, Coach K went off on the Cameron Crazies yesterday, yelling at them to shut up in an epic rant. In a related story, maybe Coach K isn't such a dick after all. Hate those dookies, huh? Oh, back to baseball. Dusty Baker is reportedly the top choice to take over as manager of the Astros. Well, in fact, he's been hired by the Astros. That's how old that joke was. Now, this is considered an odd choice, as the team's already proven it knows how to choke in the playoffs. Police recovered a backpack containing $500,000 worth of jewelry belonging to Allen Iverson over the weekend. In a related story, police also recovered a backpack belonging to Charles Barkley with $500,000 worth of Pop-Tarts in it. Hang on a second, folks. I have to tell you, that joke doesn't make any sense, because $500,000 worth of Pop-Tarts. Do you understand how big that backpack would have to be? I'm gonna have to take that joke back. I'm gonna leave it in, folks, but I'm going to remove it from the record, essentially. But as because I am so loyal to you listeners, I'm gonna leave it in there so you know what Quincy Miller did with that joke. I left it in there. That is scientifically impossible, and that's the most important part of our jokes. So please excuse that last one. Moving on, in the NFL. Texans coach Bill O'Brien officially added the GM title to his resume this week. It's all part of the team's new rebranding strategy. The Houston Texans were not even fucking trying. Well, I mean, he can't be any worse than he is as a coach. That's all I could say about that. Hall of Fame goalie Ed Balfour, Eddie the Eagle, was arrested in Bowling Green for public intoxication. Authorities suspected Balfour may have had a problem when they found him in Bowling Green, Ohio. That's apparently a bad place to be. I mean, if it's in Ohio, I feel like it's a fair assumption. And 49ers linebacker Aziz Al-Shaair didn't let teenage homelessness stop him from excelling as a football player. And Al-Shaair says that if the team wins the Super Bowl, he hopes that he'll have made enough money to afford a small studio apartment with roommates in San Francisco. That's an expensive rent joke, everybody. All right, it's funny because it's true. That was your daily sports dump for today. Tomorrow, I believe we're doing our big Super Bowl preview episode. We may have both Molly Erdman and Nooch here. That's always a funny pairing. It's like Molly and Nooch. It's like saying oil and water. No, I'm kidding. We'll see. Anyway, here's some information. You can follow us on Twitter at Sports Dump Show, on Facebook at Sports Dump for now till I delete it, and on Instagram at @the_sports_dump because I accidentally deleted the simple Sports Dump address. Also, go to all the stuff on sportsdump.com, thesportsdump.com, I'm sorry, thesportsdump.com, and we even have a Patreon page. Imagine if you were to be the first patron. Every patron gets a free bumper sticker, mini bumper sticker. In fact, it's a bumper sticker so small it defeats the purpose of having a bumper sticker at all. It's a Sports Dump bumper sticker. We have no patrons yet, but if you go on Patreon and look for us real hard, you might find us. Maybe we'll be listed once we get a patron. We're also on iTunes and Spotify, but you probably know that. If you haven't, why don't you review us and rate us? And I looked, and there's a few states we haven't had a listener from ever. I'm not going to list them right now, but what I want you to do is call a friend you have in a small state and recommend the Sports Dump to them. That's your homework. You don't have to do it because it's just me telling you. That was your daily sports dump for today. Like I said, check us out tomorrow for our Super Bowl preview. Later.